Second Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Or if you want to be a Bible student and you want to show your scholastic, he is in the new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, says on beside you, behold. Say behold. What does it mean to behold? It means to take a stern look. It means to take a focused look at something. Behold, all things have become new. If any man be in Christ, he is in the new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So one of the hallmarks of God is the ability to bring newness. I'll say it very well. One of God's greatest strengths that he displays at humans is his ability to instill newness, to bring a new beginning. That's the first thing God did for us in the new birth. A new beginning. And what I'm going to say tonight is going to help a lot of us in ministry. It's going to help you get results better. And it's going to help you to be more productive. Behold, all things have become new. So we said, one of the first things that God did for us is that he brought newness. Say newness. Yes. Brought newness. And sometimes in our journey in ministry, when things don't go well or go smooth, or when things go south, the first thing a lot of people do, how many of you have had difficulties in serving God before? Let me see your hands. At one time or the other in your life, let me see your hands. My hands are up. My two hands are up literally. And one of the things that sometimes we do is that we just want to throw in the towel. Just want to give it up. I don't understand. I prayed. I fasted. I did this. I did this. And it seems that nothing is working. But it makes all things new. One of the things we forget is that God can bring a new chapter. I mean, for something that has ruined, God can start afresh. The day you start seeing God like that, you become more productive. When you start knowing that if I call on this God, I can get a fresh beginning. That's tautology. I can get a new chapter. The people who I have given my all to, they are not responding. Sometimes it's not even the people that messed up. It is us that messed up ourselves. I don't know, before I used to do this. Now I can't do it again. Before I used to, I don't know. I want to find a way. I don't know. Oh, this is, my head is clogging. A new chapter beckons. And tonight, I pray that you receive newness. For every chapter that you want to start again. Newness. Amen. Newness. Amen. Newness. Amen. Newness. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Who cannot fail in ministry? There's nobody. Who cannot make mistakes? One of the things I should have seen in this retreat. I was talking with the leaders where I was staying. And prophet said, Joshua, counsel now. Of course, not counsel. Joshua is a very good example. Just that the retreat just exposed something. He said, even Mary and Joseph collect. So it shows you the height of human frailty. If you want to talk about people who failed ministry, Moses is one of them too. How do you lead 2 million out and only 12 entered? You yourself did not enter. He never thought about it. If he did not, he thought about it. And he said it himself. You led 2 million out of Egypt. What was God saying when he got out of Egypt? Let my people go so that they can. Did they serve him? They did not live a long to serve him. They died in the wilderness. You can say it's their fault for their own belief, but it's also Moses' fault. It shows you that. Now, don't say, that's what they blame Moses, they blame Joshua. Is he you now? Is that perfect? I'm not blaming anybody. If you know me too well, you know that there are people I have serious respect for in the scriptures. And you know Moses is top three and it's not number three. Remove Jesus. Moses is top three. Someone is thinking in his head, I think Paul is number one. I didn't say Paul. I think I still put Moses above Paul. Somehow. To me. When you are reading your own Bible, do your own. That one will not be a criteria in the kingdom of God. Amen. So when I tell you that Moses also had faults in ministry, I'm just showing you that you're not alone. You're not alone. You started preaching to some group of young folks. And now today, nothing. No, you don't have any of them again. You're not alone. You must look for that new chapter. What I say? You must look for that what? New chapter. It's almost as though when Jesus sent his disciples out. So it looked like Jesus was almost anticipating that his disciples will meet failure. Look at Matthew 10. I don't know what we title this one. Maybe we say, behold a new chapter. Or a new beginning. Or a new start. Anyway, anyhow, we'll find a way. Matthew 10. So in verse 1, when he had called his disciples, 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and heal all manner of disease. So he sent them out in verse 2. He paired them and he sent them out. But look at what he said. In verse 12, and when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you. Jesus is sending them out and he's already saying, whosoever will not receive you. Meaning that you may find out that some people will not receive you. Whosoever will not receive you. Is he anticipating futility? Whosoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. I remember there was one that shake off the dust. Me, I know you shake off the dust. I ran away. I went to preach at Surulere. Larry. And the guy brought out cutlass. Have I shared it before? I've shared it before. And to preach. He was warning me. I did strong it. He said, Alaye, Wallahi Kara. Say, Jesus. See what the gospel teaches. And we're just looking at him. Gospel Abi, Jalomu Bible. He said, why don't you go and bring Bible? And as he entered, I just, by the Holy Ghost, style sharpness in my ears. And I said, could that be a Bible? You know, the Bible says the word of God is like two-edged sword. Maybe it's sharpening his own sword. Oh, my God! I shook not just the dust in my feet, in my slippers. So Jesus said, when you come to a house and they don't receive you, leave. Now, if you're reading that on something, it looks like, that means failure. Read on. Very last one to Jesus. It's more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as the sheep among wolves. Wolves who are as wise as serpents, but you are be as harmless as those. But beware of them, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Can we read verse 18 to 19 together? And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And just, wait. A house will reject you, but you'll be brought before governors. Because he is the God of new chapters. You'd have thought, oh, if the house rejects me, is that not a failure in my ministry? He said, when the time comes, some people will rise up against you, but everything will work, and they will bring you before governors to testify. And he said in verse 19, you don't worry about what you will say, for it shall be giving you words, meaning governors will get saved. I thought someone just rejected me. Jesus says, there is always a new beginning. He is the God of new beginnings. So I don't care tonight how many times you have failed. I don't care how many times you have made New Year resolutions to serve God and you drop the ball. I don't care how many times you have said, oh, I'm going to start doing this now. I'm going to start doing this. And then after 2 days, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I remember one time I made a New Year resolution. I was not going to take soda. Pepsi. I used to like Pepsi. Before Coke, it used to be Pepsi a lot. Now Coke, I really take it now. I think I can say that. Amen. So some of you that are shaming me for Coke. New beginnings. I don't take Coke. You know? And I told my friends, I'm not taking throughout this year. I think the year was 2014 or 13. I said, I'm not going to take Coke. No. Pepsi, no. No soda here. So something happened. Something happened. We were just happy. And they brought this Pepsi. They brought this Pepsi. The Pepsi was sweating. To celebrate. And everybody was, you know, the issue is not even the Pepsi. The issue is that I was hearing bottles clash. That's my abomination in our house. I cannot hear bottle clashing. Ken. I said, give me one. First day of the year. Year of no soda. First day. So I told myself, I said, the year does not start that first day. That a day is 24 hours. No, he started giving an excuse for nonsense. The day is 24 hours. That naturally, the year will start January 1st, 12 a.m. Which is January 2nd. That's when the year starts. That we are still using December 31st. Everybody shall believe me. The second day. Motumu Meji. Maybe you are like that. You have made resolutions about prayer. I will ensure I pray every day. But somehow you have failed. You have made resolutions about discipleship. You told yourself, every week I will get a new disciple. Every week I will ensure that there is someone who starts serving Jesus, who starts attending church meetings, who starts, but you failed. And God's voice to you tonight, behold, all things are new. Behold, all things are new. He's asking me to tell you, I am the God of new chapters. Put the past behind you. Put the failures behind. Behold. Behold is, you have to see it. Start looking at it. Orao, in the Greek, it is the way you watch money. Imagine as we are praying on the field. That was yesterday. On Tuesday, you had a bag of money that had 1 million naira. Okay, 1 million naira is small for some of you. Alright. That had 100 million naira. I wonder how big that bag is. Would be, sure. Because our highest currency is 1,000. But you had bags of money, 100 million naira, and nobody's keeping anything in the hall. Or you kept it in the hall somehow, and you're praying on the field. Sorry, which direction will you be facing as you're praying? Eh? You face the gate? No. Yeah. This is the hall. You're saying, Jesus. You are praying to God, but you're also watching your money. That is how to build. Is the way you look at something with intense. The way you guard money. It says, That's the way you must look at it and see that all things are new. So the failures of this year does not matter. All things are new. I thought you would like that one. The shortcomings of this year would not matter again. All things are new. He said, houses will reject you, but will make you stand before governors. You must just keep doing what you're doing. I'll make you stand before kings. Amen. He will always give you new starts. He will always give you that fresh beginning. Look at Job 14. Let me show you something. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We trust you for fresh beginnings. Oh, we trust you. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. I trust you, Jesus, for fresh, fresh, fresh beginnings. Job 14. Learn something. Verse 7. For there is hope of a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again. Say it will sprout again. Maybe you have failed before. Maybe you have failed before. And sometimes when you think about ministry, you know, it just hurts your heart. Jesus is saying it will sprout again. Ah, men are gone. Ah, he said it will sprout again. He said there's hope for a tree if it is cut down. It will sprout again. And the tender branch will not cease. Though the root wax old in the earth and the stalk dies in the ground, I like this part, yet at the scent of waters, when water touches it, it will bud and it will bring forth like a new plant. Pray about that. Sit down, pray about that. I'm about to start now. New beginnings. Amen. I ask you to pray so that it will sink in. If this sinks in, you will never give up again. And I'm serious about it. Say there's an hope for a tree. Don't get yourself wrong. We said God is the God of new beginnings. He is the God that He proves Himself by making things new. He is the God that when things go south, He comes and says, why is everybody crying? There's a new chapter. When Israel were mourning over Saul and said, our king is gone. Now who will lead us to war? I said, there's a David. He is the God of a fresh start. That's the God you serve. That's the God you serve. Why not let Him empower you with fresh starts? Job says, there's a hope for a tree, even when it is cut down, when its stump dies in the ground. All it needs is as the scent of waters. At the scent. Water has not come. Water is just around. As the scent of waters. He said, it will sprout again. It will sprout again. So we must realize that we are serving the God of hope and the God of new beginnings. Yesterday's failure, put it behind. There are now new lands to conquer. Yesterday's shortcomings, put it behind. You had hope for 2023. You had everything written down. Put it behind. Like God told Joshua, now the year is gone. The year is gone. We are going into a new year and we trust God for new beginnings. See, God knows that you can fail. You are not the first. Moses did. Joshua did. Every human has the ability, capacity to fail. To come short in one way or the other. But what we must not do is allow the devil to make you start mourning over that and crying. And sobbing. You know, I know that people every time, what is it? I don't understand. Every time I know they pray, I know they pray. And the devil is going to say, that's my girl. Can't see that these tears fit you. As long as you are not thinking about beginnings, as long as you think that's the end, The devil is fine. As long as you think there's nothing God can do about your case. As long as you think you, as long as you are not even thinking that, oh, I can actually come back up again. The devil is fine. He's fine with tears. Because tears solves nothing. It's fine. It's the devil's tactics that you keep dwelling on failures. Remember that time that you had those four disciples that you thought that everything was going fine. Say yes. How many do you have now? And you look and say, actually, where are the four? None of them. And then we say, so what do you think now? Are you a failure or not? And you answer yourself, I don't like this. This is the reason why I didn't want to do all these ministry things. You have ever said that in your head? I'm talking to you. That's the reason why I didn't want to do all these ministry things. I mean, I don't like all this pressure. There's no pressure. If you can allow it to sprout again. Again. And again. And again. He's the God of new beginnings. He's the God of new beginnings. He's the God of new beginnings. He can put an end to a chapter and start another one. Are you with me? So we trust God for a new day. We trust God for new days. You will see new days. You know, the better days are here. The better days are here. This is yet the best time of your life. I'm saying again, this is yet the best time of your life. Oh, as we move on to the new year, as we march on into the new year, we trust God for new days. Oh, we trust God for new days. We trust God for new things. We trust God for new beginnings. The failure of past year, we'll leave it behind. We'll leave it behind. Behold, all things are new. Behold, all things are new. In my prayer, in my fellowship, in my service, in my devotion, in my purity, in my heart, all things are new. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We trust you for newness. Oh, we trust you. We trust you. We trust you. Job said, see, even when the tree is caught at the scent of water. I like the fact that Jesus is now the living water. I'm just putting it together new. That's not what he's saying, you know. But he said, at the scent of waters. If he can trust, if he can stay there, he said to sprout again. Don't let the devil deceive you that work is over. Huh? Don't let the devil deceive you that work is over. Don't let the devil say, don't let him give you stories. New beginnings. New beginnings. You must start having new visions. Eh? Fresh pictures. The old one is gone. It's gone. Eh? The old one is gone. You say, oh, this one failed. I tried to do this. I tried to achieve this. I was able to do it. Oh! Fresh beginnings. Thank you, Jesus. Fresh, 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 fresh. New! There's a hope for a tree cut down. At the scent of waters. Thank you, Jesus. Something messed up. We saw it in the afternoon. God gave him unlimited strength to deliver the nation of Israel. He messed up. Who cannot mess up? Who can God give an assignment and will not fail? There's nobody here that can say, I have never failed. There's nobody here that can say, like, of course, we saw Joshua now. Eh? The land of Lachnash, the king of Deborah, the king of Anab. At the end of the day, God said, Oga, what did you say you kill again? Kill Oba. Some of us have not even, all of us here have not even done what Joshua has done, including myself. So nobody here can say they've done everything that God called them to do. Are you with me? So we are all hoping for fresh beginnings, including myself. So see something. God gave him an assignment. You are going to deliver Israel. You don't even need much. I have to believe that Samson was a tiny man. Because for them to be asking for the source of his strength, that means they didn't see Moses. That means they didn't see parts. They didn't see a man that could have, so they're asking, what is the source of his strength? God gave him such unlimited abilities. And yet he failed. But because God is the God of new beginnings, because God is the God of new beginnings, he put Samson's strength in what can grow back. He put Samson's strength in what can grow back. He put the strength, he put the grace in something that can grow back. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He is the God of new beginnings. They captured Samson. They tied him. They shaved his locks. But they have forgotten that there is a God behind that boy. He is the God of fresh starts. So the hair began to grow. And one day Samson said, I'm not going to have it again. I know I can move on. I know I can start again. I know it. And so he told God, he had never prayed like that before. He had never fasted like that before. He said, God, I know I can start again. But are you seeing the God of new beginnings? He could have put the strength in the leg. If they cut off the leg, that's it. He put it in his hair. If you cut it, it will come back again. There's always hope. So how dare you give up? How dare you? How dare you say this is it? How dare you say it's all over? How dare you? When you've got the God of new beginnings. Pray for me as I close. When you've got the God of fresh starts. When you've got the Almighty God behind you. He is the God of new beginnings. What we want to do tonight is to scent many waters. In prayer, we are going to birth new works. God gave us a mandate for next year. If you were in service last Sunday, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to mention it again here. But there is work to be done. Amen. There is serious work to be done. We want to birth forth new beginnings. New chapters. New days. Fresh starts. We're not going to allow the devil to hold us back. He gives new beginnings. Don't start giving the devil things to think about. You know, see, the devil does not have anything against you or on you, properly put. What he does is, when you have fear in your heart, he just seizes upon that. He just seizes upon the fear in your heart. I remember what Yedepo called it. He said, it's called the weapon fashioned against you. When I heard it, I said, this man, it's called a weapon fashioned against you. That it is different for everybody. He looks at the man and looks at what the man fears, then he fashions the weapon. He creates it. The devil has nothing. He only uses what you think. So the day you start telling yourself you are a failure, the day you start telling yourself it's not possible, the day you start telling yourself, can I actually do this? Then the devil fashions a weapon against you. But in the real sense, you fashioned it against yourself. Instead of thinking about failures, how about thinking about new starts? How about thinking that even when the earth was white with flood, God told Noah, there's a new beginning. The rainbow is up. The waters will never destroy the earth again. There's always a fresh start. The devil killed Abel and thought that he had gotten rid of what God is going to do. But God has a new beginning. See, it's always in the folder. New beginnings. New beginnings. If you can believe tonight, God is going to give you a new start. Forget the years of failure. Forget the months of failure. Forget the times you failed. Forget when everything was going smooth in ministry and then suddenly you found it zero. Forget when you told yourself, I'm not going to do this again. And you find yourself doing it the next day. Forget it. When you told yourself, I'm going to keep away from this person. I'm going to stay away from this person. And then you find yourself with the person the next day. Forget the yes. When you told yourself, I'm going to start praying. I'm going to start fasting. I'm going to start giving. I'm going to start doing this. And then you find yourself, you could not do it. God's message to you tonight is, trust me for new beginnings. Like Jonah, like Samson, new beginnings. Like Samson. You know who also had a new beginning? Peter. His journey started by, he told Jesus, you see, I'm a sinner. Don't do anything for me. Just go. This fish is enough. And Jesus said, no, I will make you fishers of men. I'll make a fisherman. And he started following Jesus. 3.5 years he was with him. He was with him. He was with him on the mount. He was with him on the streets of Galilee. He was with him. He was with him at Jordan. He was with him. And Jesus said, you know what? Peter, you are going to deny me. And Peter said, me. Jesus, limao. Me. Mwa. Deny you. Makawai. What was too far? What was to cause it? There's nobody on earth that can make me deny my Lord and Savior. You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. Peter started singing songs. But we all know how the story ended. He failed. He failed. He failed. He failed. He denied him in front of a child. A little girl came. A little girl. Not even a soldier. You know, it was a soldier that said, you are Peter. Are you not Peter? He said, yeah, I'm not Peter. I'm not Peter. I'm not Peter. A little girl said, I think I know this uncle. He's part of the group that gave us fish. Peter said, me, fish. I've never touched fish in my life. He said, don't you just say you don't know Jesus? He said, me, Jesus. Spell it. He denied him not once, not twice, three times. Can I go low? Three times. But Peter knows that even when the tree is cut down, at the scent of waters, it will sprout again. The next thing he did, he went to a corner and he begged for a new start. Did he get it? On the day of Pentecost, it was evident. The same Peter that denied Jesus in front of a little girl, he stood in front of 3,000 people and more. And he said, listen to me, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, listen to my words. Listen to the same person that denied Jesus in front of one girl, now stood in front of thousands. I trust God for fresh start. For fresh starts. For new beginnings. I trust God for newness. I don't think you are doing what I think you should be doing. Start revisiting failures and wiping them off. I know you had expectations of 2023. I know you had expectations. I know sometimes you feel you failed God, or maybe God failed you. Anyone you want to call it. But we're going to put that one somewhere. I'm a vision. Is anything good vision? And we are going to trust God tonight in the place of prayer, like Samson, that the hair should grow back. The Bible says when Samson's hair grew, the number of people he killed that day was more than everybody had ever killed. That's what freshness looks like. That's what new starts look like. It's always greater. Like Jesus said, they would send you out of houses, but you stand before governors. You stand before kings. That's what he does. And 2024, we come in the name of the Lord. And we say and we receive fresh starts. We receive new beginnings. We receive the scent of waters. I would have thought, maybe when something's hair grow back, maybe we'll not be able to do much. No. Bible says, where they tied him, he brought down the entire building. Lady Yatoski and that. He brought down the entire building. And the number of people he killed that one day was more than everybody had killed. That means more than 1,000. Because he killed 1,000 men just with the jaw of a donkey. If you can trust God for fresh starts, you will see the glory of God. And tonight, what we have is in the house right now. I'm telling you, what we have right now is grace for fresh starts. Yeah. I don't know two sessions are the same. Tonight, right here, right now. If you can receive it, if you can dare to receive it, there is grace for fresh starts. So take it. Take it. Take it. Fresh starts. Newness in your work. In the name of Jesus. Fresh starts. Fresh starts. In the name of Jesus. 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 Fresh starts. Fresh starts. New beginnings. New beginnings. In the name of Jesus. Fresh starts. In the name of Jesus. New beginnings. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray for yourself. This is how you want to pray. No, now. No, now. No, no, no. Pray more. Go back to your seat. Go back to your seat. Go back to your seat. And pray, 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 pray. We'll lay hands on everybody tomorrow or Saturday. We'll lay hands. Pray, 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 pray now. Fresh starts. Fresh beginnings. Failure behind. 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 Of failure behind Jesus, I trust you for first start, like Samson, like Peter. I did not imagine that this is how you are going to pray. There's hope for a tree when it is cut down, that it will sprout again. Even when the stump is buried in the ground, for the scent of waters, at 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 the scent of waters. At the center of waters, it will live again. The God of Peter, the God of Samson, give me a fresh start. Fresh starts. New beginnings. New beginnings. 2024. 2024. I thought you would desire it more than this. In our church, in all ourselves, in all our churches. Revival, renewals, 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 renewals by the Spirit of God. Renew us by the Holy Ghost. Renew us. Renew us. Renew us. Renew us. Newness. Jesus, we trust you for newness. We trust you for renewals. All over Isolo. All over Ago. Igoto. Ejigo. Ikoyi. Lekki. Surulere, Yaba, Mushi, Igorodu, all over Lagos, Challenge Ibadan, Moniya, Akobo, UI, Ring Road, Orita, Ele Dube, Olete Bere, Ojaoba, throughout Ibadan. We trust you for new beginnings, for renewals. Ogun State, Osun State, Ekiti, Akure, Kogi, Benue and Makodi, Jos. We trust you for renewals. We trust you for freshness. I thought you would pray for yourself and pray for the work in your hand. Nothing dies in my hands. Nothing dies in my hands. Nothing dies in my hands. 2024 and one, Lord Jesus. Epa tusa leke para tatabaya dewe satabaya. Lega de shabaya deke de bote sotolubere. Sintarababaye santarababaye talababaya. Sopoda baba deke deke de bote sotolubere. Amen. As I pray, my mind went to another woman. That woman who had the issue of blood. 12 years of failure. My sister, she was consulting the physicians. So it was not that she sat somewhere. Year after year. No, they kept giving her hope. If you have been to the world before. One new consultant will come that just finished one course from the abroad. How come I say, I think if we engage the neuroplasticity and we look at the formation of neurons and the myelin sheets and this and that, I think we can have regeneration. You know, valerian regeneration should take this. And the woman will be happy. And will say, oh, maybe there's hope. Maybe there's hope. And then after 3 months of treatment, nothing. Then another doctor will come. Now I want to just finish one course in South Africa. As I'm looking at this woman, this is a case. The prognosis is good. The prognosis is good. One just needs to conduct some investigations. One will just have our radiographic. I've seen something like this before. And the woman will say, at last. 12 years. That happened for 12 years. 12 years. 12 years is enough time for someone to say, this is my portion. 12 years is enough time to say, maybe this failure will never leave. But she made up her mind that God can give her a fresh start. And she got a fresh start. She got it. She got it. I'm telling you tonight. See, one of the things she did is that even though there was a crowd, even though there was a press, she looked beyond the press. She left everybody. She went for Christ. the one with what she wants, the one with the fresh start. She said, damn the crowd. She didn't hide behind the press. She didn't hide behind the crowd. She didn't say, maybe 12 years is a long time. 12 years is a long time. 12 years is a long time. Maybe I will never do this ministry thing. Maybe at the end of the day, I'll just end up like all these Yahoo boys. Maybe at the end of the day, I'll just be like every normal person, Jerry. This thing, this serving Jesus thing, I don't even understand it. You are doing exactly what the devil wants you to do, but no, you are not, you are smarter than that. What you are going to do rather tonight is that you are going to cry to God. And you are going to say, I trust you. Jesus, I trust you. Your word says, if we ask, we'll receive. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, the door will be open. I am knocking this night. I am asking this night. I am seeking this night. And I'm asking you for a fresh start. I'm asking you for renewals. I'm asking you for new beginnings. For failure behind. I am pressing. I'm going beyond the crowd. I'm going beyond the crowd. To touch your clothes. I'm going beyond the crowd. I am pressing in. Where are you at? Beginnings. Something's every back. New beginnings. Something's every back. New beginnings. In my personal walk with God, that addiction, if you go, you will not die with it. New beginnings for you. You are not born with it. You will not die with it. New beginnings. I know it's 12 years already, but Jesus can give you a fresh start. It's 12 years already, but you can start today. Fresh starts. New beginnings, fresh starts, new beginnings, fresh starts, new beginnings, fresh starts, new beginnings. We are going to wrap this big meeting up very soon. Fresh starts, new beginnings. I want to put everything in 2023. I want to leave everything in this session and begin a fresh start. That's why I came to Bariga. That's why I came to Bariga. Against all odds, you brought me here. Against all odds, you brought me here. Against all odds, I find myself here, Jesus. Give me a fresh start. Give me a fresh start. Pure heaven with you. Where your grace abounds. Where your song is sung. Where your song is sung. Where your gifts abound. A fresh start. A new beginning. The woman had the issue of blood. She got a fresh start. Peter got it. Samson's hair grew back. I want a fresh start. Majewa la la iriyo. Jesus mo asodore. Majewa la la iriyo. Jesus mo asodore. Majewa la la iriyo. Yesu asodore. Yesu asodore. Majewa la la iriyo. Yesu asodore. Yes, who was on In the life of a man when things have to change, when things have to start afresh. While all others thou art called, do not pass me by. Pass me not to judge, say, if you hear my humble cry, while on others that call, calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou callest, amen. We are still praying. We are still praying. As I said, if you love yourself, as you are putting this into ministry, you start putting it into other parts of your life too. Eh? That's why you came here. Is that clear? Failure. We want to put failure behind. In ministry, in the natural. You can pray it away. There must come a time in the life of a man where you are going to stand in the name of Jesus and you are not going to take nonsense. Another man that came to my head as we were praying. You know, that's the form of retreat. As I'm remembering, I will give it to you again. We'll catch it in the air. I'll start praying with you that one again. His name is Jabez. How sorrowful can a life of the man, a man, be that his mother called him sorrow? You say mother is a goat, father is mirror. Like nobody loves you more than your mama. How sorrowful can his life be? Even his mother said this one is a child of sorrow. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, because I bore him with sorrow. Verse 10. Verse 10 shows you the true quality of a man that knows who God is. This man knows who God is. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. Are you going to call on the God of Israel tonight? Saying, he didn't get used to it. He didn't say, that's what they called me since I was young. Since I was born. Nobody believes in me. Everybody just thinks I'm a sorrowful child. Everybody just calls me failure. Everybody calls me sorrow. I don't even know what to do. No. He grew up hearing that when they call him, when they say sorrow, he looks back. When they say sorrow, he looks back. When they say bitterness, he looks back. He say, someone just called me now. That's how he grew up. He grew up that when you create failure, he say, who is calling me now? If he's playing ball, they say, failure, pass now. Sorrow, pass now. That's Jabez. But there comes the time in the life of a man where he says, enough is enough. I want a fresh start. That's where we are tonight. Yeah? I want a fresh start. Verse 10 says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. And these are the prayers that he prayed. And we are going to pray it. If you will bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that your hand is with me, and that you keep me from evil. Okay? Take your prayer. 1-1. Jesus, you will bless me indeed. You will enlarge my coast. See, when God enlarged the coast of a man, if you used to teach in the street, it becomes a city. As you are saying amen, me self, I'm saying amen. Because all of us need it. I need my coast to be enlarged. We were not this much last year retreat. And I'm expecting by the Holy Ghost and by the grace of God that next year, by next year, my coast has been enlarged. So as you are praying, I'm praying. Jabez is giving us prayer points. Number one, you will bless me indeed. Number two, you will enlarge my coast. Number three, he said what? Your hand will be upon me. Then number four, you will preserve me from evil. Can we take it one by one? Yeah, I'm going to leave you to take the four. I'm not going to stop you. You will bless me indeed. I'm going to take it just probably in 10 minutes. In 15 minutes. See, if you feel like sleeping, go and sleep. We are where if you want to sleep, go and sleep. My own is that don't do one. Amen. I don't know how to say it in English. I don't understand English like that. Don't go and carry somebody's burden and somebody's shedding it. I told you, when Elisha healed Naaman, the one who had leprosy, was Naaman healed? Of leprosy. You know, Elisha said, go and wash yourself in Jordan 7 times. And Naaman was healed. The next thing we saw was Gehazi went to do shortcut. And he went to meet Naaman. That gift that my master did not collect, give me now. Bible says, and Naaman gave him the gift. Sorry, what happened to Gehazi last? Leprosy. Was that what Naaman had before? It shows you that when demons are cast out, when sickness is going, when bodies are lifted, it's still around. Now make you no go carry him. Amen. In hospitals, there are something that you call a sickness where you get from the hospital itself. Nosocomia. You call it a nosocomia disease. Where you didn't have it before you went to the hospital, and you are in a hospital you carry him from. So if you want to sleep, sleep. Amen. By the time we are done, we all go and sleep. But if you can spare these few minutes, you are not a baby. If you can spare these few minutes, if these young ones are praying, teenagers here, you are foreign brain. You are going to pray. Maybe you'll be looking at that prayer point one by one. So that 2024 is a new year. So that it takes a different tone. So that you sing a different song. You say different testimony. You will bless me indeed. You enlarge my coast. Your hand will be upon Jesus. And you preserve me from evil. Now pray for yourself.
That you bless me in this and enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. What used to be 10 will be 30. What used to be 30 will be 50. What used to be 50 will be 500. Enlarge my coast. We are taking a tabada da barigiana. What used to be 60 will be 2,000. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. The work of your hand. The work in our hands, Jesus. Enlarge our coast. That you bless me in it and enlarge my coast.
Enlarge his walk, enlarge his touch, enlarge his touch.
Enlarge my coast. New beginnings, new borders, new places. Enlarge my coast. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast. Your hand is upon me. Your right hand, your mighty hand. When I'm awake, it's upon me. When I'm asleep, it's upon me. When I'm preaching, it's upon me. When I'm teaching, it's upon me. In my works, your hand is upon me. Your hand is upon me. Your hand is upon me. In my cell, your hand is upon me. In my church, your hand is upon me. In the natural, your hand is upon me. In the natural, your hand is upon me. When I'm feasting, it's upon me. When I'm walking, it's upon me. Your hand is upon me. You have blessed me in it. You blessed me in it. I'll enlarge my coast, and your hand is upon me. And Jesus, you preserve me from evil. You preserve me from evil. 2024, just for all. It starts from tonight. You preserve me from evil. You preserve me from evil. He will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Shall I abide on the side of the Almighty? I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my strength. You are my fortress. Who shall I fear? I will not fear the arrow that flies by day or the evil pestilence by night. I let the separate Tayana. For I'm delivered from the snare of the fowler. Your word says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous ones will eat and they are saved. Now you preserve me from evil. Now you preserve me from evil. 1,000 by my left, 10,000 by my right. They will not come near me. You will deliver me from the sword of the wicked one. You will deliver me from the sword of the wicked one. You will deliver me and my family from the sword of the wicked one. You will deliver me and my church. You bless me this. You enlarge my coast. Your hand is upon me. Your deliverance is mine. January it is mine. February it is mine. March. I am delivered. I am kept. I am preserved from the evil one in the name of Jesus. Oh, you go to the world, you need to let her. No, you go just let a water start. I like a taba. Escuba la tena de la. Regate go soto bere. I am kept and preserved by the power of God. The dark has nothing on me. The dark has nothing on me. The dark has nothing on me. Lord God, just in May, June, July, August, your preservation is mine. Your preservation is mine. You bless me indeed. And enlarge my coast. Your hand is upon me. And you protect me from it. September, August, September, October, November, December 2024. This time next year, I am here, hear and sound. This time next year, I am right here, hear and sound. Teaching, glorifying your name in all the nations of the earth, with testimonies abounding, with fruits plenty, with testimonies abounding, because you have enlarged my coast, because you have enlarged my coast. My next year is nuance. My next year is nuance. Just from alone.
In the power of the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I am kept, I am preserved from the arrows that fly by day, from the pestilence by night. He that dwells in the secret of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover me with His feathers. Under His wing will I trust. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, of the arrow that flies by the day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at new day. 1,000 have fallen by my side, 10,000 by my right hand. They will not come near me. Only in my eyes will I see the reward of the wicked. Because you, the Lord, you are my refuge. The Most High, you are my habitation. There shall not be any evil that will befall me. In the name of Jesus, neither any plague that will come near my dwelling. For you give your angels charge over me. You will bear me up in their hands. I will not dash my foot against a stone. I will tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall trample under my feet, because you have set your love above me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will you set me on high, because you have known me by name. You will be with me in trouble. You will deliver me. You will honor me with long life. You will satisfy me, and you will show me your salvation. That's why we are here. Based on leads, path uncharted, but they are all in your hands. They are all in your hands. They are all in your hands. They are all in your hands, Jesus. They are all in your hands, Jesus. I trust you for each and every day. I trust you for each and every day. I trust for each and every day. Not my will, but your will, Lord. I trust for each and every day. I trust for each and every day. In my church, for my friends, for my family, I trust for each and every day. In the name of Jesus, I trust for each and every day. For my loved ones, I trust for each and every day. Each and every day, 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 we will not be swallowed. We will not be swallowed by the pestilence that walks in darkness, by the pestilence that walks in darkness, or the arrow that flies by day. Oh, the pestilence, or the destruction that wastes by noon. For you, Lord, are my refuge. You are my buckler.
you are my fortress. And I make bold to say, that you will bless me indeed. And enlarge my coast. And your hands are upon me. Throughout the year, your hands are upon me. And you protect me from it. What a year I'm going to have. In the work you have put in my hands. What a year I'm going to have. In my family. What a year I'm going to have. I trust you for new beginnings. I trust you for fresh starts. Samson's head grew back. I trust you for new beginnings. I trust you for fresh power. Amen. This is how to take charge. We are not going to make any costly assumption. We are not going to give any room for chances. We are taking everything by the scruff of the neck. Not giving any room for any. We are not giving room for probabilities. You heard me when I was mentioning each month. Move, miss here. Each and every month. I know what I'm saying. And I'm standing on God's word. You know, he's the one that said that if we ask, we'll receive. I'm not the one that wrote it. They did not ask Jesus. He's the one that said it himself. If you ask, you receive. And we've asked this night. He said if we knock, the door will be open. Have you knocked tonight? For fresh starts. Like that woman who had the issue of blood, like Jabez, for fresh starts. Like Peter. Even Samson. His hair grew back. Fresh starts. Limitless.